Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I mentioned this on yesterday's recording. I'm actually recording this on Monday evening because as you're listening to this, well, I don't know if you're listening on Saturday or on Tuesday, but if you are listening to this on Tuesday, I am probably in the car either on my way to St. Louis or on my way back from St. Louis for my haircut. And I just didn't want the added stress of trying to record on the road. And we won't be back. Mark is going with me, but we won't be back until probably 10 p.m. tomorrow night or 10 p.m. Tuesday night. So I'm doing this early. So I'm going to just pick up where I left off because I literally just recorded Monday's episode. So we did our leaf peeping, and then we came back and we just relaxed on the couch for the rest of the evening, and it, you know, nothing exciting. On Sunday, I got up and I had decided that I wanted to change the filters because I'm trying to be a responsible homeowner and you have to change the filters. One thing I didn't know is how expensive filters can be if you want to get the good ones that block all of the allergens and bacteria and viruses and all that kind of stuff. I may have gone overboard. I could have spent even more, but we ended up buying filters that were about $15 a piece. And I know you can get much cheaper filters, but I really wanted to get, because we have a dog, she has dog hair, dander, all that kind of stuff. She brings in, tracks in dirt and all that kind of stuff. And so I wanted to make sure I got something that trapped as much as possible. And I've always bought cheap filters, but the other thing is I tend to forget and wait, I don't know, a year to replace them. And so I thought if we get a better one that will last longer, because the better ones usually say around 3 months, as opposed to the cheaper ones, which say change them every 1 month. I thought, well, maybe I will get the more expensive ones, but have to change them less often. So that may help. So I got up and I did that. There were a couple other little things that I wanted to do. And then I started looking for things for Mark and I to do for vacation during Thanksgiving. I had already told my mom that we're not going to do the family thing for Thanksgiving because I don't want to be in a big group of people that are not wearing masks. And I know they're all going to get together in a room. They're not going to wear masks. They're all Trump supporting. Not all of them. A lot of them. I found out that my cousin is a Democrat, and I think her mom, my aunt, is also a Democrat and probably voted for Biden. I know my cousin voted for Biden, so that was a really nice thing for me to learn. But I don't want to go because a lot of the family are the kind that wouldn't wear a mask. Let's just say that, including my parents. Because, I don't know, somehow magically when you're with family, things are not contagious. I'm not really sure. I don't know what their logic is. And so Mark and I decided we are going to do some sort of vacation. And we were looking at renting an RV or something like that. And we may still, but I talked to Daniel on Mix Minus Friday night. And he made a couple of valid points that it may not be that much fun driving an RV if we've never done it before. It may be a lot of stress, and so we may want to not do that. And then we were looking at, like, well, what would we do? Where would we drive? Because if you get an RV, you pretty much need to pick a really scenic drive with lots of beautiful campgrounds around so that you can stop and camp and go on hikes and see what's there and then possibly get back on the road and go to the next place. And there are lots of beautiful places around here, but I don't know if they really are the kind that you would take an RV and go around. Maybe, but I'm not really sure. And we're a little bit limited because you don't want to go north because it's going to be snowing. And I obviously don't want to drive an RV in the snow. So we did a little bit of research on that, or I did a little bit of research on that, but I'm not sure. I'm tending to lean away from that. So another thing we did is list out possible places we could go and just rent a cabin or a condo or something that has a kitchen, so we don't need to go to a bunch of restaurants. We could cook for ourselves, but has something scenic. So we talked about ocean. So we could go back to Destin, Florida, and rent a house on the beach just for a couple of days that has a hot tub and a kitchen and all that. That's like a 15-hour drive. So we listed that down. We're doing a little bit of research about that. We could also go back to Branson, Missouri. We've done that before, where we rented a house that had a hot tub and a kitchen, and we were there by ourselves. And because we also think we need to take Sydney with us, because my parents are going to be down south and they're not going to be able to watch her. And so if we don't, then we would have to board her, which we really don't like doing, or at least I don't really like doing it, because I don't know. I don't think she likes it very much, and who knows how they treat them. And I've been thinking about San Antonio or someplace in the Texas Hill Country. I don't know. I did a little bit of research, but I don't even have specific names. I've just been Googling around Texas Hill Country because I think that could be pretty to drive there. And I don't even know what we're going to do, because there's nothing we're going to feel comfortable doing that's in person that has a lot of people. So it's pretty much going to be just something relaxing where we're laying around, maybe going on hikes if we can find hikes where there aren't a lot of people. And I don't know, maybe if we go south, we could still see some more leaves. Apparently that's something we like now, but I'm not really sure. So did some research on that, but still need a lot more research to go. And we did our grocery shopping. Mark is repotting a plant because he thinks it's not doing well in the current pot that it's in. So we did a little bit of searching for another pot when we went to the store to do our grocery shopping. And then we had Chinese food last night for our restaurant of the week, and I did not like any of it. None of it. I like Chinese food, but all of this food just had a weird taste to me. I didn't really like it at all. But we did that. And that was it for yesterday. And then today I've just worked. Today being Monday, I've just worked. And on the day, like I said, the day you're listening to this, I'll be traveling all day long. So I got an email from Dan with Gayish. And he says, a couple of Android apps I can recommend for capturing and editing video so you can make GIFs. X Recorder. You can use this one to record video of whatever is on your phone screen. So if you can watch a video on your phone, you can record it. And Video Shop, use this to trim, crop, add text, add music, etc. The visual input can be one or more videos or photos or a combination. Then you can always throw the video into a GIF app if you want. Well, thanks for the recommendation. I'll have to do some research, because I really wanted the audio with the video clip, and X Recorder, the way you've described it, it sounds like it may just get the visual and not the audio, because I think screen recorders generally just get the visual that's on the screen. But I could be wrong. Maybe it gets audio as well, so I need to research that. We're at the point now where it's too late for this time, but I'm sure there will be other times when I want to clip a YouTube video and use it elsewhere. So I think I can certainly make use of that in the future. I'll do some more research, but I appreciate the tip. So there's the email. The only other thing, I know that Biden is now president-elect, been announced by the news networks, and even Fox has started calling him president-elect, I don't watch Fox, but even some of the articles and or tweets that I've read have said that some anchors in the news division have started referring to him as president-elect, but then they will immediately follow it by saying, but President Trump has a lot of legal action going on, and so we need to all make sure that all the votes are counted, etc. So they're being very cagey about it. But I'm getting a little bit worried, because the White House is still just completely coming out there and lying. Trump is still completely coming out there and lying. And a lot of the Republican senators, most of them, I would say, are either just blatantly lying, following Trump's footsteps, or they won't condemn what he's saying, or they just will say, well, we just need to wait for all the votes to be counted. But I was doing some research, and this can be a mess. Granted, there are laws that cover just about any scenario that you could possibly get into, but they have until December 14th to certify the votes, but then, or December 8th, something like that. I don't know. I'm not going to give you it, but they have to certify the votes. The states have to certify the votes, and then the electors are chosen, and then the electors go and they vote, and then it goes to Congress in January, and the vice president has to read all the votes and accept them. And that can be challenged. So the votes can be challenged by members of the House or the Senate. And if they don't agree, then it can be a big BS mess. And then the House could end up choosing the president if they can't come to an agreement. And the way the Republicans are acting, all of that may happen. Ugh. Who knows? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.